Okay, here we are. My name is Jeffrey Mitchell, and I am sitting here today and just thinking about all the different possibilities of being in a possibility, which basically means not too much of anything. I should adjust that camera. In fact, I'm gonna hit pause and adjust that camera. Watch me do that. Is that not a better angle? As I said, I was gonna stop. And why am I talking and singing? In fact, you know what's funny? There's a podcaster, Steeler, ex-Steeler linebacker who does a podcast. And I had to stop listening to his podcast because he talks and he sings. He just doesn't deliver in like a newscaster, direct, declarative lecture type voice. Everything is, everything is like, it's like he's singing or rapping, but he's talking, and I understand the inflection and, you know, getting funky. And I probably used to talk like that. And, you know, I probably used to think it was cool, in fact, even, but you know, when you're trying to get information, you're trying to hear about your Steelers, you're not trying to hear all that mess. At least I'm not. So what I did was I stopped listening to him. I actually took him off my rotation list. I was just thinking, what does it say about me if I can sit around and make videos about me all day long? What does that say about me? What does that say the kind of person I am? Or does that make me like a narcissist? Is that the right word? Narcissist? Does it make me a, hey, what's going on? How come I can't switch cameras? Does that make me a selfish, self-righteous, not self-righteous? Does it make me selfish or narcissistic or egotistical? If I can sit around and make videos of me all day long. And I went to extensive, I mean, a lot of work. See, I want to lean this way and go like this when I because I've seen people turn and they will take the microphone and move over. A lot of work went into me building this, what I'm doing now. A lot of work did go into me building this. And for some reason I had a drive to do it. And I probably can't even tell you why I wanted to do it so bad, but it's just something that needed to happen. It was just something that needed to happen. And now that I have it built, see, I got my, this pad right here that I used to switch cameras with. It took that technology, had to develop that technology and make that work. Different cameras from over the years evolved from one place to the other, positioning. I even got a selfie stick light up there, selfie light. But then again, in my thinking, and my thinking has always been, no, that's not the way to say it. Hold on, I had to make an adjustment here. My thinking has always been self-centered. According to other people, I've always been self-centered. I've always been pro take care of yourself. I've never had a problem with, you know, not taking care of, telling people they should take care of themselves. I've never had a problem doing that. I mean, I've always been like, you should take care of you first. You should love you first and then other people. And in my mind, that's not the way it's brought off, either via religion, church, school, or just a general idea. The general idea is I'm my brother's keeper. And I didn't mean to say that to sound religious, but just in general, you know, help your friends out, be benevolent, you know, to take care of yourself, not in a socialistic Marxist sort of way. I don't even know what Marxist means. I just heard the word thrown around a lot by the people who bug me on the left, where everybody gets a trophy and student loans are forgiven and we feed the homeless and we do all these things to benefit people out of benevolence or out of, what is the word? I don't know what the word would be. You know, we just want to help people because you want to help them. I don't get it. I didn't mean to put it that way. But the whole point is, and then lately, on top of all that, I've always been Jeffrey. I've always been. But I've learned how to, you know, you just can't be walking around going Jeffrey, because there will be blowback. And life is a team sport. It took me a while to learn that. or to accept it. It took me a while to embrace it. I kind of knew life was a team sport. I knew I needed other people. I mean, I'm not crazy. You know, I knew I needed other people. I knew that other people played a big part of my life. You know, I know it's just not me. I enjoy other people too much to, you know, want to go live on an island all by myself and get away from everybody. That never was a consideration. But lately, it's even gotten to the point where my philosophy has evolved to the understanding that, almost to an understanding that there's nothing but self. The only thing that matters is self. Nothing else matters. Nothing else really matters. You really think about it. And the way you can, the way I also like to look at it is each self has the individualistic, unique view of reality. So each person, each conscious being with conscious awareness has their own unique idea of reality. And we need that. I believe we need that in the success of the species. I don't believe there's like a universal reality. There's not one thing that we can all, I mean, there's probably one or two things we all agree on, but to put it roughly, there's not one thing we can all agree on. The way of life, the way China wants to give the best life to human beings is different than the way United States may think the best life for human beings is. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just the way it goes. That's just the, you know, the way it is. But so your idea of what success is, my idea of what success is going to differ across the board, individual to individual, country to country, culture to culture. And in that case, what is the goal of life? I'm probably rehashing a lot of things I said before, and I do that to reiterate my argument so I can hear myself put this down, make this declaration, and maybe fit it together and use different words. The only thing that matters is self. It's what you want. Even if what you want is to go out and help everybody, that's what you want. You're doing that because you want to do it. You know, you're not doing it for the homeless. You're not doing it for Black Lives Matter or the left behind or the disenfranchised. You're not doing it for them. You're doing it for yourself because this is what drives you. This is what you want to do. Whatever we do it because we want to do it, not for anything else. That's a rough way to put it, but I'm leaning towards that idea. And as more I think about it, I'll probably add nuances to it, or I may even change it. I might even be wrong. And since there's no reality, there's no universal reality, my reality is going to be different than your reality. And his reality is going to be different than that reality. Who can tell you what we're supposed to do or what we're supposed to go or how you're supposed to be? And if nobody can do that, nobody can actually say they have the monopoly on knowledge in what should happen. You know, there are no gods, basically. There is no God. And by God, I mean any entity or idea or ideology that cannot be wrong. That cannot be wrong no matter what. God is all powerful, all knowing, and can't be wrong. That entity, I do not believe exists. And even if it did exist, even as creator of the universe, one of my last ideas I got was creator of the universe might not be God. The creator of the universe might not be a God. It might not even be a God. That which created everything that we quote unquote owe our lives to. And I'm not even sure if we can say that because the way of evolution, we could be an accident. We could have probably just had the tenacity to evolve from this to that, from primates to what we are. And it might even be unique in the universe, which is probably very hard to say considering the trillions and trillions of opportunities that science believes are out there as far as stars, billions and billions and billions of stars and billions and billions and billions of almost infinite amount. There's no such thing as an almost infinite amount. But you just use that to get the idea that the numbers are staggering. And the size of this thing is just completely something that human beings probably can't even understand. So, I think it is probably a big stretch for me to say that we're unique. We could be unique. We could really still be unique in the universe. There's just a chance for that. You know? And as far as, and also I wanted to throw out, and it's kind of got disjointed a little bit, meaning. Man created meaning. Without mankind, there's nothing means nothing. Without mankind, there is no meaning. We created meaning. We created love. We created understanding, because no other creature has evolved that we know of has evolved to this level of consciousness to even have the idea of understanding, the possibility of understanding. There's just certain things that we evolve, but meaning is the one. We give meaning. Without humans, nothing means nothing. Our closest relative, the apes or great apes or chimpanzees, they don't have meaning. They just have instinct. We apply meaning. And in therefore applying meaning, we set priorities and what's important, hierarchy of what should and should be done. There is no ought to be. Everything, things are just is. Everything just is. There is no ought to be. This shouldn't ought to be that. And it can only be ought to be to the individual, what I think ought to be, what I think should be. The next person probably can have something different. Now, collectively, we can all get together and say, hey, you know what? I agree with that one. This ought to be that. Let's try to build this. Let's go in that direction. We all agree we can go in that direction. And I think I'm going to kind of go a little bit ways out. But in politics, your two-party politics, with the voting all Republican and voting all Democrat, is kind of not like that. I can pull from ideologies that I don't totally agree with, but, you know, do unto others as they have them do unto you. I don't got to believe in Jesus and God to pull that out and say, hey, that's a good one. Do unto others. That could be, you know, the golden rule. That's pretty much it. You know, that's probably about as good as you can get. And I don't have to believe in that. But it's almost like our two-party system. You got to vote all Democrat or vote all Republican. And that always bugged me, because I'm like, you're telling me on this bill or this idea that no Republican wanted to vote against it, that they all agree 100% in lockstep? That just doesn't happen in humanity. Humanity does not do that. They may have agreed to do that for the sake of getting their point across, or you know, working in politics, you know, as a trade-off to get this, to get that, for power and negotiation. But there is no one universal reality. There's no one way to do anything. There's no, we will never agree. I hope we never agree on this is how life should be. This is what we need to do. To me, there always has to be dissension. There always has to be quote-unquote dysfunction. Utopia doesn't work for me. I can see how heaven will be boring. Just throwing it out there. Can I stop now? Let me see. I got 4 minutes until I clock out. So can I do 4 more minutes? I done already went 13. Can I do 4 more minutes? I should have to click it. Can I do 4 more minutes? Am I cheating leading to the mic? Or should I just sit up like this and just talk? And take the mic and go like that. Or just talk and just be normal. Because see, and it all comes to the self. So basically I'm sitting in here shooting video of myself. And talking not so much about myself, but about what I believe and expressing it to the universe, putting it out there in digital form and on the internet. Because I believe that's a medium that where you just want to put stuff out there. I just want to get this, what I have to say and what I think out there on the internet. Let history do the rest. Let history and circumstance handle it. But I believe I have to at least make that first step. You just got to get it down. You got to get it out there and you got to get it said. And that's why I can sit here and just talk and ponder, stream consciousness, and just go on and on and on and on and on about it. And because I have a process to where I've set up these cameras, I've set up my computers, set up the internet, set up accounts to where there's an assembly line, a process, a flow of from here, boom, 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 all the way to YouTube or all the way to a platform that gets it out there with an audience. Doesn't matter the size of the audience at this point. It's just to get it out there. So I sit and I talk about the things I believe, and I love to ponder and take things apart mentally, especially society stuff and philosophical stuff, and put my take on it, put my spin on it. Because it goes back to the self. It's all about what you think. It's all about what you think and what you believe. It really is. It's really about what you think and what you believe. And how, and for me, the governor of that, the regulation with that, the regulator of that is what you believe, how well what you believe is in harmony or disharmony with the energy around you, energy or people around you. You can believe and do what you want. You know, this, you know, I'll never tell anybody to stop doing what they believe, or I wouldn't tell anybody to stop doing anything. You know, you do you, whatever it is. But you don't have to do anything, but you have to live through whatever that energy comes back. You know, whatever life says, there's a lot of things in life I don't agree with. And I know there's a lot of things I say, hey, that's not right. But I know but human beings have said, well, you may not think that's right, but if you do this or do that, this is what's going to happen. And I've learned through human beings, through the unspoken word, that certain behaviors of mine, I was aware of the reaction that certain behaviors of mine would get. And I learned how to manipulate them or curb them or twist them or soften them or do this or do that. I found different ways as not to upset the apple cart, upset human beings. Because even though I can do whatever the hell I want, I'm still living in amongst other human beings. And life is a team sport. So you can do whatever you want, but you have to suffer the consequences of those actions. And I think that's the most beautiful way human beings can be. You know, it's unwritten. There's some laws you can do this and do that. There's even laws that says, okay, it's legal for you to do that. But human beings will tell you, oh yeah, go ahead and do that. See what happens. I don't care if it's illegal or not. There's certain pressures that the group can put on you without even probably realizing it to steer your behavior towards a norm. So you can believe whatever you want. You're free to think whatever you want. But what I like to do is gauge my happiness, quote unquote happiness, whatever that is, because happiness is subjective and happiness is different for everybody in the world. But I think a person's happiness is gauged by how many of the things that they want they have. How many of the things that they want, passion and desire that they have or have experienced, and how many that they have not. That way each individual has different passions and different wants and different needs. What percentage of that do they have or not? And also, I guess the working copy is how well or not well, or how, quote unquote, friction or whatever, how do you respond to the way people respond to you being you? How do you respond to people that respond to you while you're being you? Or do you stop being you in response to people? And how are you with doing that? How good are you, or how, quote unquote, happy are you doing that? Anyway, my name is Jeffrey. Swing on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all. A theory of the universe. A hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.